This week on the Time Bat Show,
I like loot boxes.
You like them?
No, I love them.
Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 73. I'm your host, Timeasis.
And I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
And you were having a little trouble with our intro there earlier.
It was a combined struggle.
If you don't know, we've never talked about how we do it. On the air, we clap before we record our episodes to sync our audio.
Yeah.
And usually it takes like one or maybe two times to get it synced. But this... this time it took like five.
Yeah, I forgot how to clap a few times, and then...
it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, and then we just couldn't get it right.
Have you ever forgotten how to do something that, like, you normally know how to do all the time?
Yeah, it just happened like 5 seconds ago.
Right, but like, yeah, clapping is a good example, but I feel like other things... like, I'll forget how to do things sometimes. Like, completely benign things.
Like tying your shoes.
Tying your shoe, yeah, that's a perfect example. Like, if you overthink about it, it's almost like you forget how to do it.
Yeah, wait a minute, like, over, under, under, over, is it...
bunny ears, or what is it?
I've never forgotten how to tie my shoes, but I have forgotten how to untie my shoes.
How do you forget how to untie?
You pull the wrong one, and they get really tight and impossible to take off. Have you ever done that?
I think I have once, yeah.
It happens to me, like, once a week.
How do you do, like, no, but, like, if you pull either end, they'll undo, right?
Not always. Sometimes it creates, like, a death snag. You know what I'm talking about.
A death snag.
And it gets really tight, and you have to use your teeth on your foot. Or maybe you're not supposed to do that, but that's how
this has never happened to me before.
Yeah, I'm so bad at taking off my shoes, I have to bite them off sometimes.
Can we just, like... can we trademark death snag? Like, that's what happens.
That's
you, like,
what it is.
Pull it too hard. It's a death. Is it like an angle thing?
I don't know what. I tie my bunny ear knots really tight because otherwise they'll come undone halfway through the day. Right?
Okay, so yeah. How do you tie your shoe, though? You do the bunny ears?
Yeah, you do a regular knot first, and on top of that, you do the bunny ear knot.
So when you say bunny ear, you mean you make a loop in your right hand, you make a loop with your left hand, and then you tie them up like a knot, basically.
Yeah, very tight.
Because I do the over-under technique, I think. It's hard to say because I can't remember how to tie my shoes without just doing it, you know. But I think I do the regular knot on the bottom, and then I take them both. I have to do this, like, with my hands as I'm talking. And then I take one, the one in my left hand, I, like, put it out. And then the one in my right hand, I loop over. Yeah, or under. And then, like, through or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you make a knot, yeah. That's exactly what I do.
That's not bunny ears. That's different. It doesn't matter, though. Whatever. It's fine.
Anyway, I screw it up somehow pretty regularly. Taking it off, at least.
I don't see how it's that hard, though. You pull
on it, and it doesn't come undone. It just gets tighter.
Well, you're not pulling on it well enough, then.
Apparently not.
You know what you can do in that situation? You can undo the knot itself and not pull on the loose ends.
But when it's really tight, it's extremely hard.
That's true. Yeah. Why do you tie your shoes so tightly?
I don't know.
Because you do.
That's just who I am.
The death snag.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I can imagine you getting home from work on a Friday night being like, now I have to relax.
And then there's a death snag, and like, my whole night is ruined.
A death snag. You better get my teeth down in there.
Into my shoe that I've just been walking around with all day.
And work this thing out. Oh, God. Do you forget how to do any other things regularly? I'm trying to think of an example.
I probably do.
Because this happens to me fairly often. And in the moment, I'm like, how do I forget how to do this? But then I'll, like...
You forget how to drink sometimes.
I do forget how to drink. That happens to me all the time. I feel like we've talked about this before on the show.
We have, yeah.
I'm like the worst. If you haven't kept up to date with every single podcast we've ever put out, then, you know, I'll fill you in. But I feel like I'm the worst drinker. Like, not alcohol, just, like, straight liquid. Like, I just don't know how to do it. Yeah, not
like you can't handle liquor, but, like, no, you just bad don't know how to put it in your mouth.
Good. I don't know if I, like, never was taught well properly or what, but I just don't do it correctly. Yeah. Nobody else in my family has an issue with it. It's just me, it seems like. My theory is that, like, my bottom lip is not, like, weirdly shaped, but it has, like a little indentation in part of it.
Oh, okay.
So my, like, theory is that, like, normal people don't have that, and I do.
And it just spills out of your lip.
Spills out of my lip.
I've always wondered if that happens to people with lip piercings.
Right? That's a good question. Like, they dribble a lot?
Yeah, if they dribble. Or if, you know, if the holes are sufficiently plugged, then maybe they don't.
Have you ever seen the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer doesn't know how to take a shower? And he's, like, asking Jerry if he can, like, go into his shower and watch him bathe so he could do it right or whatever?
I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. You're missing out on a great show. But the thing is, like, there's an episode where one of the characters doesn't know how to do something that every day, like, or thought he knew how to do something, but doesn't, but realizes that he's doing it wrong. And so he's like, can I watch you shower just to, like, see what you do? And he's like, no, you can't watch me shower. That's how I feel like with drinking sometimes. I'm like drinking and I'm like, I'm doing this wrong. I'm like, I need to watch someone how they do it. Like, maybe there's a secret that I don't know about.
Let me watch you drink.
Like, how do you put your... And then I have like a notepad and I'm like, I'm just taking notes. I start like taking pictures. Like, just pretend I'm not here. Just drink normally. I feel like maybe I'm not using my bottom lip enough. Like going around the bottom of the cup. I don't know.
I don't know what you do, but you do something.
Okay, here's a question. Alright, here's a question. This is a good one. When you drink coffee, do you drink coffee pretty often?
Not often, but I do.
You do drink coffee. Do you drink it out of a regular coffee cup? Like, you know, with the handle and the, you know, it's like ceramic thing. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I usually have a paper cup.
Okay, well, you've drinking coffee out of a coffee mug before, I'm assuming. Yeah. One at one point.
Yeah.
So whenever I drink coffee from a coffee mug, I like coffee. I love coffee. Whenever I drink coffee from a coffee mug, I inevitably, some of the coffee begins, like, spilling down the side of the mug. Like, ever so slowly as I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's just how it is with drinking coffee, or no. That's my weird...
That only happens to you. I'm sorry.
It's fine. This is why. This is a lot of self-discovery going on in this episode. Thank you for just blatantly being like, nope, that's you. That's
nope. That only happens to you.
So every time I drink coffee, and I drink coffee fairly regularly, I like sip, and then I try my hardest. I'm like, today I'm not going to spill any coffee. Like, it's not going to drip down the mug today. But it does every time. Like, every time without fail. So maybe something's wrong with my lip.
Maybe.
Maybe that's...
I don't know. I like that about you. It's a feature, not a bug.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Like, did you know that I can't drink things properly? And my favorite food is onions. Those are the two fun facts that I'll just pull out at my disposal. You know, conversation starters.
I was eating lunch the other day, and I ordered a salad for some reason. I never do that, so this is, like, a very big thing that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered a salad, and I was thinking to myself, why aren't there onion salads?
Right?
You know how there's lettuce salads? What if it was just
onions? I agree. I don't like salad that much, but I'll, like, eat it. Like, I don't, like, hate it. I'm just like, okay, yeah, it's same. A salad. But if they had onion salads, I would be all over that. Like,
maybe not all onions, because that would be a lot.
But like a mix. Like, forget lettuce. Like, who cares? Like onions, tomatoes, jalapenos, bell peppers. I don't know. You could do a bunch of stuff in there.
That would be a delicious salad.
It would be great. It's almost like, yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's not lettuce-based. It's like onion and other veggies-based.
Yeah.
I would eat that all the time.
Yeah, I'd eat that. I was thinking about that this week when I ate a salad.
I bet that existed in some corner of the world.
Yeah, like the onion salad.
Like the Greek onion salad or something. I don't know. You know, no, it wouldn't be Greek because we would know about it. It would have to be some really discreet, less well-known
Mesopotamian. Country. I don't know.
The Mesopotamian onion salad.
Yeah, it sounds like something real,
doesn't it?
If I went to a restaurant and I saw that on the menu, I'd be like, oh, okay, I've never heard of that.
I'll take a meso onion salad, please.
A meso? See what you did there?
That's how you abbreviate.
That's how and you then, know that you're...
you're hip with the Mesopotamian onion salad. And then I almost feel like there'd be two different... Because every, like, regional dish has to have some variations, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you'd have, like, the west side of Mesopotamia... They would be like, oh, you got to put black olives in your onion salad.
Yeah, you got to have olives.
And then the east side would be like, no, it's not an onion salad when it has olives in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we draw the line. And then people debate over that for a long time.
A lot of food is like that. Pizza is like that. People are like, it's not pizza unless it's from New York. And, you know, I've been to New York. Their pizza's not that good.
Their pizza is good, to be fair. But
it's not, like... that good.
You can get pizza anywhere.
Yeah.
I've been to Italy, and their pizza is amazing.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. Weird stuff. So, now that we've wasted 11 minutes talking about me drinking and onion salads, what's new with you? Anything going on in your life?
Not really.
That you wanted to talk
about? I'm a little bit excited about the Oscars this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were happening.
We actually didn't talk about this before the show.
Well, we should talk about it now.
The Oscars are this weekend.
The Oscars are this weekend.
And there's a movie that I really care about that might win a lot of stuff.
Okay, let's talk about the movies then. Have you looked at like the Best Picture nominees and all that stuff?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Let me bring them up really quick.
I've only seen like one movie that's really up for awards, yeah.
Oscar.
But it's nominees. The movie.
Okay, so what is the movie? I think I know what it is.
Yeah, it's The Shape of Water.
Yes, you really like The Shape of Water, obviously. And it, I think it's nominated for...
13 awards, I think.
Including Best Picture, I want to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Best Picture nominees are Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yep, I've only seen one of those.
I thought you saw Get Out.
Oh, yeah, I saw Get Out, but that's not going to win.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people think it might.
Best Picture?
That's what people say. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's a horror movie. It's not going to win.
That's true. Genre movies generally don't win. But Shape of Water is like a fantasy science fiction thing.
It's different, though.
It's a romance, though.
It's artsy, and artsy stuff wins Oscars.
You're right. It is a romance. And it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You're right. So it might be... I don't know. I don't know if it'll win.
I don't think it'll win Best Picture, but it's going to win awards. Yeah.
So Best Picture, Call Me By Your Name is like a romance... Like an indie thing. So that has potential. Darkest Hour is like a historical drama about, like, Winston Churchill. So it's just, like, Oscar bait kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Dunkirk is that war movie by Christopher Nolan. It's really good. But I don't think it'll win because... I don't know. It's just a war movie. Get Out is a horror movie, obviously. But there's a lot of social commentary in it. So that's an Oscar thing.
True.
Right. Lady Bird is like a coming of age thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Sounds like a car, Lady Bird.
Phantom Thread is a historical movie about fashion, I think. So I don't know.
Potential.
The Post is about the Washington Post reporting on the Watergate scandal. which is surprisingly good. I saw it. I thought it would be really boring, but it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
It does. Like, it's really funny that you say that, because, like, I saw a trailer for this movie, The Post, and it has Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks in it, two great actors. Mm-hmm. But it's about, like, the Washington Post reporting on the Watergate, or not Watergate, the Vietnam War, and how, like, America knew that it was fighting losing battle for a long time, whatever.
Yeah.
And how, like, they were trying to be silenced. The trailer, it just makes it sound like the most boring movie in the history of movies, right? Mm-hmm. But I was really bored on a Saturday night, so I went to see it because nothing else was out. And it was surprisingly good, like, because it was direct... Oh, go ahead.
It does have Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep in it.
And it's directed by Steven Spielberg, so it's like everybody knows what they're doing, and they can make something that might not be that exciting into something that is exciting.
Yeah. I would watch Tom Hanks in just about anything.
Anything, right?
Yeah.
That being said, I don't think it's going to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. But then you have The Shape of Water, which is kind of like the wild card one, but at the same time, I kind of feel like it might have the best chance, because all of them are kind of wild card ones this year.
Yeah.
There's no, like, standout, like, oh, that's obviously the one that the Oscar people were going to pick.
I would really like The Shape of Water to win, because it would mean, like, the weirdo nerd movie won for once.
Sure. That's true.
Yeah.
And then Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is the other one. Which is also a good movie, but I don't think it's going to win. Because it's like almost a dark comedy at times, and those never win Oscars.
Yeah.
For Best Picture. So yeah, Shape of Water. I'm surprised Blade Runner didn't get nominated, because that was a good movie. But then again, it's science fiction.
It's not Best Picture material. That automatically disqualifies it.
It does. Has the science fiction movie ever won an Academy Award for Best Picture? I don't think so.
I'm just going to say no.
The only one I can think of is maybe 2001, but I'm pretty sure it did not win.
2001, A Space Odyssey?
Yeah, Space Odyssey. I don't think it... Maybe it won.
Is it even... I guess it is science fiction.
Of course it's science fiction. Don't be ridiculous. Did it win an Oscar? Let's see. Awards... It got Best Visual Effects. It was nominated for Best Director and Best Screenplay, but it wasn't even nominated for Best Picture. Wow, it wasn't even nominated for Best Picture. That's wild. Anyway, so yeah, science fiction doesn't really have a good chance at the Oscars. That's just how it is. It sucks.
No. Yeah, oh well.
But yeah, you're excited about the Oscars because you've only seen
one. That's the only reason I'm excited about it, though, is that movie.
Well, I hope that it wins for your sake.
Yeah.
The other thing is it's nominated for a lot of other awards, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's got Best Supporting Actress, I think, that the maid lady that was her friend, who I thought was amazing.
She was really good. I hope
she wins, yeah.
What's her name? Damn it.
I don't know the actress's name.
Octavia Spencer, I have it.
Yeah, that's her, yeah.
Octavia Spencer, and then Sally Hawkins, the main character, is nominated for Best Actress.
Yeah,
and then her neighbor guy... is nominated for Best Actor in Supporting Role, Richard Jenkins.
Yeah, they were all so good.
You know her gay neighbor guy?
Yeah, the weird guy that helps
her.
I
love that guy. He's like my favorite character in that movie.
That's who I want to be when I grow up, is him.
Do you really want to be that guy? He was pretty sad in his life, though.
Yeah, but life is sad. What are you going to do?
He did have a cool deaf friend, though, so there's that. Or no, mute, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is cool. And then I think it was nominated for Best, like, original screenplay and some other things. But I'm sure it's going to win a few awards. I just don't know if it's going to win the big one, the Best Director.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find out come Sunday, I guess. So, yeah. What else is going on? Oh, we needed to check our email today.
Yes.
We haven't checked our email in, like, how long has it been, Best?
I mean, we've never gotten an email message.
Yeah, but how long has it been since we've checked our email?
On air? At all, I guess.
We only ever check it on air.
Probably a good 20 or 30 episodes. So
I don't know if it's been 20 episodes. I think it's been a couple months, at least. I think we gave up on it somewhere halfway of last year, like July or something. We were just like, this isn't worth it
anymore. No one's ever going to do this.
But we have one email here.
We got a real email.
We have a real email from a fan. It was sent a long time ago. and we did not see it until today. It was sent on February 19th, over 2 weeks ago. Not quite 2 weeks ago. Almost 2 weeks ago.
And that's better than I thought. I thought it would have been, like, from the summer. Like,
no. Yeah. No. Okay. And it's from Brow, our good friend Brow.
Yeah.
Who is a good listener of our show and drew our first fan art of the show. Remember way back then?
I do remember. That was thrilling. That was good.
The email says, just wanted you guys to receive some email. I don't have anything in particular to say. Was just listening to the podcast and heard you guys say you don't get enough mail. So there, as a listener, my contribution is to make the show noteworthy is Mike is committed now. Good luck. Always laugh, listen to the show, and our funny nonsense. Thanks. Sincerely, Brow. Thank you, Brow. That's a very kind email. So he was thinking about how we never get email. And he's like, I'll send him an email.
Even though we never check our email, we complain about our email.
We do
once in every three episodes.
I feel like email should be like, if we were more popular, I want to get email all the time. Like, I want to have a constant segment where it's like, oh, we got three new emails today, and they're all about interesting personal issues. I think our emails should be like advice. Like, hey, Time Bat Show, my girlfriend doesn't like...
She likes the wrong kind of shower head. She likes the one that sprays in a cone, and I like the direct... The beam attachment. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know exactly. What do I do? But we only have one shower. What do I do?
All right, I can answer that question. What you do is you get the one that switches off rapidly.
Yep, and makes absolutely. Like a
big mess. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly the one you're talking about. I have one like that. You can switch it and it'll change the beam.
Yeah, in case this isn't clear to anyone who isn't listening, so shower heads, some of them, the advanced ones, are like Samus's weapon, where you can change between like a spread shot and like a beam and a missile. You know, the one that shoots like the forceful blasts.
You just compared shower heads to Samus's weapon.
It's the same thing.
Oh, God. You got, like, the wave beam, and then you got, like, the power beam.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you have all these different settings,
yeah,
and you can switch between them.
And if your girlfriend likes the beam weapon and you like the spread shot weapon, just get one that switches rapidly, because they make those.
They do. I have one.
Yeah.
I never use the other settings, though. I only have one. Maybe my wife
uses. You should experiment. You should spice it up a little.
Spice up your shower.
Turn on your beam weapon every once in a while.
I'm surprised they haven't marketed shower heads like that. Like,
that could be a big thing.
No, I know, right? Think about it. I think we're thinking about the same thing, are we?
Yeah, you make a shower head that looks like Samus's gun.
Oh, I was thinking about something else.
What were you thinking of?
Well, you said spice up your shower.
Oh, no.
And I thought, you know, you could, like, market it like that.
Be like, is your life boring? You want to spice it up with a beam weapon?
With a nice shower. Yeah. Pulsating shower heads.
I really love the idea of like a sci-fi commercial for shower heads where they compare it to beam weapons from Super Metroid or something.
Okay, so it would be like a guy, like a redneck guy.
Yeah.
You know Arlie Ermy or whatever, the guy from...
Early Kyler from Squidbillies?
No, I'm thinking of the guy that's always the drill sergeant in like war movies.
Oh yeah,
he's like, "Hey, you grunts, get over!" Like he would be the announcer of the commercial.
Yeah,
we'd be like, "We got a wave beam, and then we got a."
He's aboard some starship, and he's briefing his privates, not like his private parts.
His privates.
His sergeants.
No, he's briefing his privates. He's like,
listen up now.
Listen, boys. This is what we gotta work with today.
We gotta go through a war zone today.
We need to get y'all cleaned up.
It's even better.
He's briefing his privates. I love it. What kind of setting are we gonna use to get maximum clean? We're going to use the wave beam or the...
Grappling hook.
grappling setting.
I don't even know what that one would be. It like latches on or something. You like, okay, you know how some shower heads you can pull out of the wall?
Yeah.
And they have like a thing? Mm-hmm. So it's like that. It has like a claw. What? And it like just roll with it, okay? Sure, okay. And it like grapples, it like latches on to part of your body, and then it like does like a massaging water blast.
Okay.
To like deep clean that part of your body.
And massage and exfoliate.
Right. Like it's like deep cleaning.
It's like an artificial intelligence thing. Oh god. You just lay down and it's like goes your whole body or something. That would be
That's
weird.
So creepy. Have you seen Minority Report?
Yeah.
Do you remember the part with like the weird like spider things that like slither about and stuff? I'm imagining like that.
Same.
Like those things. You just lay down and then it like
gets you all over.
It like latches on and then it like it has like a mouth hole.
Yeah.
And it like
no. Don't say mouth hole.
Oh god, it like laser focuses water into like parts of your body.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps going. I think I'd feel pretty uncomfortable with this whole situation.
It's very futuristic.
You'd need a really big shower. You know, I guess you could do it standing up.
Yeah, but you'd just be standing there while like a weird alien hook gets you.
It like goes around.
Yeah,
it's like a Roomba, but for
your body. Yeah,
I love
the worst invention ever.
I love this idea.
It's your shower Roomba.
Yeah,
it's Roomba for showers. What's the name of it? It needs a snappy name, like Roomba, but like for cleaning your body.
Suck. It doesn't suck. The.
Suck.
You've seen The Matrix, right? You know Neo's pod in The Matrix? It could be like that. You lay down
what
in
do
the
mean?
Pod and all of these things come at you and attach onto you and go over your whole body.
The clean cleanator.
The weird tentacle cleaner.
God. A tentacle cleaner gun. Oh my god, this is the creepiest fucking invention in the world. How did we even start talking about this? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Showers? I don't even remember how we got to showers. It doesn't matter. If you want to email us with your
about
questions.
What you do in the shower.
No, please don't email us about that. Actually, you know what? Go ahead. Oh, we were talking about boyfriend-girlfriend sharing showers. But that. Anyway, the whole point was, if you have a question about life or whatever, and you want someone to answer it that is not qualified, like us, shoot us an email at contact@timebatshow.com. That's contact@timebatshow.com. Or you can tweet at us at timebatshow.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Oh, God. All right. Let's get into some other shit now. Because I don't want to talk about creepy shower robots anymore.
So, have you ever heard of this thing called Nerdcore?
Oh god, you're bringing this up again? Yes, I have. I unfortunately have.
You texted me. I don't know.
I got angry earlier today.
You texted me about this because you were mad about it.
I'm mad about everything, for the record.
Yeah.
But yeah, so some things make me like angry for no reason. And this is one of them.
And sometimes you text me, but you know, we flesh it out a little bit.
So for some reason, I have this urge lately. Whenever I get angry, instead of like stewing in my anger, I like text him like, "Hey, do you know about this thing? It's so dumb. I hate it." Or
and
whatever.
Then I get angry and spam you with like 20 texts. And,
right, but that's fine. Like that's what I want. I like that back and forth. But so like I saw something on Facebook or Twitter or something about Nerdcore. And I was like, oh, God. And so I, like, tweeted at you my anger of it. You don't know what this is, do you?
No, I have
you have
no idea.
You have no idea.
I think I know what it is.
So what's your, like, hypothesis?
So a while back, I think it was at an anime convention or something.
Yeah, you probably know what it is.
There's these steampunk people, mm-hmm. and they were like rapping.
That's exactly what that's exactly what it is.
Okay. Oh man.
It sounds so ridiculous to say that. Like,
there were these steampunk people and they were rapping. That pretty much sums it up right there.
And I was like, alright.
And they were probably rapping about anime or video games or whatever, right?
They were rapping about steampunk, like, I drive a steamship. They were rhyming.
That's even worse, but yeah. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's people merging... I was going to say genres, but nerd isn't a genre of music, so it doesn't really make sense. Merging hip-hop with, like, nerdy things
mm-hmm.
and, like, performing music like that. So, steampunk, or I could rap about Star Trek, maybe. Ooh. Or, you know, or something like that, yeah. Right? And it's all really bad. But people think it's good. Like, people legitimately think it's really good.
Do they really?
Yes, it's really annoying. And this is what makes me angry.
Okay, let me just.
I don't like rap music, but I know good rap music from bad rap music. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't hate rap music. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but, like, I can distinguish, oh, that's good, and, oh, that's awful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is all awful.
So if I'm a fan of nerdcore,
sure.
is this what I do? Do I decide, okay, I'm going to go to sleep soon. I want to listen to some music before I, you know, turn in for the night.
Yeah.
I'll put on some nerdcore. Is that what people are doing?
Maybe. I don't know. I think so. I think some people are. It seems... Doesn't that just... It just makes me angry as a human being.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. But I think it's a more live performance experience, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like if you're at an anime convention, like
right.
When in Rome.
Or like exactly. Anime convention, gaming convention, something like that.
Yeah.
I remember my first exposure to it was, I was at some festival in Austin or something. And they had some concert that was after the show. It was like some convention. I was like, I'll go to that. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
So I go and there's this man. And he looks like a giant nerd. And he starts rapping about, like, Final Fantasy or something. And I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And it wasn't good. It was just bad. It was bad rapping. With, like, lyrics that, like, are vaguely... Well, not vaguely. They're pretty explicitly nerdy, you know. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't care about... You rapping about Final Fantasy.
There are some comedy acts that use, like, an acoustic guitar or a piano to, like, mm-hmm. kind of sing jokes. Is it meant to be like that? Or is this, like, a real...
I don't know. See, that's the thing that I can't figure out. Because, like, we're so far down the rabbit hole. And this is an interesting topic. Because, like, the internet has really opened the door to... weird forms of comedy, and like we're so far down the rabbit hole as what irony is these days that I have no idea if people legitimately like something for what it is, or if they like it like in an ironic, like, ha 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 kind of way.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean? Oh, you're rapping about Final Fantasy,
like, that's so funny, wink wink, no it's not, but I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous kind of thing, you know what I mean? So I legitimately don't know, and I think that's part of the reason it makes me so angry. Because I don't appreciate it in either of those capacities. Like, I don't like it from an ironic way, and I don't like it at a face value way either.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I definitely think some people probably think it's funny from, like, a... Like, an ironic, funny kind of, like, oh, this guy's rapping about nerd stuff, you know, kind of that kind of way.
Yeah.
But then I legitimately do think some people think it's actually good, too. You know?
Yeah. Which brings me to our next topic about stuff that you love.
I do love stuff.
How about these loot boxes I keep hearing about?
Don't start this. Okay. Oh, God. We're just going to lose all our listeners this episode. You just realize that, right? Because, like, a lot of people that listen probably like nerdcore. They probably hate loot boxes. And I'm about to do a 180 on both of these things.
Me too.
Is it like...
Can I start?
You can start. Go ahead. Do it. Tell me about loot boxes.
I like loot boxes.
You like them?
No, I love them. I'm saying
why
that
do you
earnest.
Love them
I'm saying
so
that
much.
In earnest.
Tell me why you love loot boxes.
Because loot boxes have made me a lot of money.
Have they?
Yeah.
All right, tell me about your biggest gain in loot boxing or whatever.
So, a while back, before Blizzard made this game called...
Overwatch? No, I don't know if you've heard of it.
Even before that, it's a card game. It uses loot boxes, too.
Yeah, Hearthstone?
Yeah, Hearthstone.
Hearthstone, yeah.
I invested in a company called ATVI, and they've since, tripled their worth.
Which is called Activision Blizzard, by the way, if you haven't known what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ever since Hearthstone and Overwatch, they've been going. They've been making gangbusters. Yeah,
and it's thanks to loot boxes. That's the only way they've been able to finance these
games.
That's
true. You're right. I mean, their stock has probably gone up a lot since
it's tripled.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. But what do you think about these other games that have it? You know, that aren't Blizzard. You don't like that, or you like it? You don't care.
I don't see what the problem is. In all the games I've played, loot boxes are just cosmetic items.
I mean, most of the time they are. Some of them they're not, though. I will give it that. Sometimes there are games that do,
like you're required to participate.
No, not
in it.
Required, but like. You can unlock good stuff faster via loot boxes. Like, Hearthstone's a good example.
Yeah.
Although they do it all right. But, like, you know, you gotta pay to, like, unlock cards.
Booster packs. Yeah.
But you could pay money and get them faster in randomized things. You know what I mean? So, like, that's a good example of, like, you could play for free and get all the stuff, but it's gonna take you a while.
That doesn't seem any worse than, like, Magic the Gathering, though.
I mean, it's basically, that's the best analogy I can think of.
Except Hearthstone, you can choose to play for free. Magic, you're not playing for free.
That's true.
No matter what.
People compare loot boxes to gambling, but I think it's way closer to Magic the Gathering. Like, it's basically Magic the Gathering. You are paying money to hopefully get something good, and probably not. And then when you do get that something really isn't worth anything outside of Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's probably the closest analogy I can make to loot boxes. But my issue, I don't want to alienate everyone that's
listening
to
this
show.
Do it.
I don't care about loot boxes. I feel like if people want to use loot boxes, if publishers can make money with loot boxes, they should make money with loot boxes. Because here's the thing about video games. They ain't cheap to make, and they ain't making as much money as they used to. And if people want the next Overwatch to come out, they're going to have to get used to loot boxes because that's how Blizzard's making all their money right now. And that's the way it is. So it's not a question of we need to get rid of loot boxes or we should fight against them or anything. It's a matter of the publishers and developers need to find ways to make loot boxes seem like they aren't as bad to people that are playing the game. And that sounds really harsh, but that's true. And Blizzard has done a good job of making it seem like it's not that unfair.
Yeah, they have.
Other companies, not so much. Yeah. But that's the key. It's not about loot boxes should go away. It's that they need to make it seem like it's still fun and it's not unfair.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I don't think players will complain anymore. Players are complaining right now because they have to spend more money on games than they used to. And they don't like change. They don't like... You know, they're used to, I want to pay $60 and get everything, period, the end. And, like, that's all well and good, but, like, businesses change, and video games are a business.
Yeah.
And tough shit, you know, either don't buy it or find some other game to play or accept it, because it's the way it is now.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to say about loot boxes. That's probably a horrible thing to say, but I don't care. That's my opinion.
Why is it horrible to... I mean, you have to... Games have to be... It's a business. You have to make money somehow.
I mean, here's the thing that people use as an argument. I understand this argument. They say that it's exploitive to, you know, young children and people that, you know, maybe have gambling issues or whatever. So, like, they're going to be spending all this money and they are paying all this money to this game company that they shouldn't
be. Good.
And the reason... Well, hold on. But the reason is, like... they're exploiting. It's like cigarettes. It's like addicting, right? It's like, oh, they're exploiting people who have addictive personalities or young children that don't know any better to spend all this extra money when they shouldn't be doing that. So it's like an ethical argument. And I can completely understand the ethical argument there. Mm-hmm. But the solution to that isn't get rid of them. It's just be a little more tactful in the way you sell them, you know?
I don't know. Do you remember when we were a kid? If they want to see exploiting children, they should watch some commercials from the 90s.
Like, I mean, that's true.
Come on, dude.
I mean, it's true. You're not wrong. Everything's exploitive.
Yeah.
In its very nature. Like, all advertising. Exploiting
children is a huge industry. It's like the toy industry.
Right. That's what I mean, it's advertising. Yeah. And watch like 5 minutes of like any like Nickelodeon, and you'll get like a million commercials that are all trying to get children to spend money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think for me, my issue with the argument against loot boxes is they seem, and this is going to sound horrible, but they seem that they're arguing in bad faith a little bit, because it seems to me like a lot of people are just annoyed that they have to spend money, and also annoyed that this business model that they've known for 20 years is changing, and they have to adapt, and they don't like change. And so they're using this, like, exploitation argument as, like, a cover for them to pretend that, oh, it's exploitative, it's unethical. But in reality, it's just like, oh, I don't want video games to change. You know what I mean?
So what do those people have to say to, and I'll just name this character real quick. Mm. This character's name is going to be Dax Fragum.
Dax Fragum, okay.
Dax, I love, do you know what Dax Fragum has to say to those people?
What does Dax Fragum have to say?
Hey, buddy. I've got a bright green neon karambit in CSGO. It's worth $70.
Wow. That's awesome, Dax.
I love my green karambit. I like it more than anything
in the world. Yes. And you wouldn't have it if it weren't for loot boxes. I wouldn't have
it if it weren't for loot boxes. It would be nothing. It would mean nothing.
But you grinded. Got it.
A big part of my worth as a person is this green karambit.
That's worth $70.
It's worth 70 real dollars.
Wow, Dax, that's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
I enjoy having it. I enjoy... Okay, so you know when I'm playing CSGO?
Yeah, you shoot. And I frag someone.
I shoot them.
Sure.
Do you know what
sure.
I do? I pull what out my do? Karambit. And I just like... I need to make sure you people flaunt see it. Yeah.
I don't even know what a green karambit is, Dax. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. Yeah. Sure, sure. And it's, you just swing it around for fun.
What you do, immediately after you shoot someone, you take it out and fling it around. And, like, sometimes that'll get you into trouble, because people will just come around the corner and shoot you while you're, like, looking at your knife.
throwing your knife around. But other times people see you and be like, wow, that guy's wow, real cool.
He's got
cool.
a green karambit.
Look at that Look thing. At that. That's awesome. That's
probably worth at least $70.
So you're a fan, huh?
Yeah.
Of loot boxes. Well, there you go.
That guy loves heard the loot argument. Boxes.
That guy does. But anyway, that's what I have to say about loot boxes. I don't know. I feel like I'm making a lot of enemies, but that's what I feel about it.
If people if are you have your a problem enemy because of that, they're wrong. But well.
Well, they're not wrong. They just have a different opinion. And I think that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and we just need to be respectful of everyone else's opinion. So, the end.
Do you want to do some would you rathers?
I would love to do some would you rathers. Okay. Let's go.
Would you rather be covered with milk or eat with aliens? By the way, would you rather is a segment where we read procedurally generated questions from
our would you rather bot.
Would you rather bot. Would you rather be covered with milk or eat with aliens?
Eat. So I'm not getting eaten by aliens. I'm just eating with them.
You have
them.
To eat with them, yeah.
I'll eat with aliens. That sounds cool.
But, okay.
Doesn't it?
It sounds really cool, but it might be dangerous.
Why?
Well, because you're trusting aliens to have a good dinner with you.
Where do we go out? Are we at Outback?
We're going to the Olive Garden.
Damn it! See, if we were going to Outback, I'd be there. But Olive Garden, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. Do you think the aliens at the Olive Garden get unlimited soup, salads, and breadsticks?
We have a follow-up question for this for later. We're going to save it. But yeah, I think they do. It's the best deal.
So you go with the aliens.
You're going to the Olive Garden.
Garden. do we assume that everyone else is cool, that they're aliens, or are they, like, dressed up?
I think it's a private meeting. Like, you're... Well, they've rented out the Olive Garden for the night. It's a special event. This is first contact.
This is how they handle first contact. They rent out an Olive Garden and invite you for dinner. Just bear with me. It's gonna be... They think it's really nice. It's Italian.
This is my favorite first contact, dude. Like... They rent out the Olive Garden and invite me, of all people. Okay, so they got the Olive Garden. We're rented it out.
Yeah.
I'm assuming all the wait staff is like FBI agents and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then what happens? Are they paying for my meal?
Yeah, I think it's catered. Or no, it's government funded. Tax dollars cover it.
Sure, obviously. Yeah. But who's working at the Olive Garden? It's like the FBI.
Yeah, it's FBI and...
FBI Department waiters of and waitresses. Security. Yeah, they're all cooking. They all have earpieces on. They're like...
They've got the Italian chef hats on.
It's like, obviously... Yeah. Like, they all have sunglasses. The aliens don't know, though. They think it's just a regular Italian. Olive Garden.
They think they're eating at an Italian restaurant, not a chain restaurant.
Like a legit Italian restaurant. Really, like, we hear this is the best Italian restaurant in all the world. And you're like, uh-huh. And the FBI's just like, they got an earpiece, and they're like, just roll with it. And then you're like, they want to eat at the Olive Garden. They're just like, just let them do it. It's fine. We can buy out the Olive Garden. We'll do it. So I get there. How many aliens am I with?
Two.
Two others, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a party of three.
Their invitation is for you and a friend so that you'll feel comfortable.
Oh, that's nice of them.
And then he'll bring a friend, too.
So I get a plus one.
Yeah, you get a plus one.
So it's two aliens and two humans making first contact at the Olive Garden. Okay. And they're paying for my meal.
Yeah.
Or the FBI's. No, I think the aliens should pay. I mean, they invited me.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know how they're going to pay, but...
Should you guys go like Dutch? Is that what you call it? Where you each pay for your own meal?
Dutch? I've never heard that term before.
I think that's probably an old term.
I've just heard like, oh, we're splitting the check.
Yeah. Would you split the check though? Because
with the aliens?
Yeah, because if you pay, it's like, I don't know. It's weird because they invited you.
This is kind of a tricky. So this is like a Henry Kissinger kind of question. Like, this is a geopolitical, socioeconomic...
This might be a
like,
big deal, yeah.
Yeah, like, who pays on first contact at like, the Olive Garden?
They think they're eating at the best Italian restaurant on Earth.
On Earth. And you're their guest, technically, because they invited you.
Yeah.
But they're your guest in the sense that they're guests on Earth.
Yeah.
So, like, who pays for the meal at the Olive Garden? If it's them, it would be nice, Jesper, because they started the contact.
Yeah.
But you, it would be nice because you are...
You're the representative of the Olive Garden and Earth.
And of Earth, by extension. Yeah. I mean, aren't they all the same thing, really? Olive Garden, Earth. Olive Garden is just a microcosm of Earth, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, the small mirror is the large.
Good, really philosophical on this episode. I think it would be best for the person, the humans, to pay, like me.
Yeah, I think you should offer at least.
Oh, okay. So we can do a little check dance at the end. That's what we'll do. We won't hash that out. And then the waiter will put the check down in the middle, right? And then I'll, like, reach over, like I'm going for it, right?
You'll be like, hey, let me get dinner. Thanks for
inviting. Yeah, hey, let me get that. And I'll look like I'm pulling my wallet out.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what they do, you know? If they don't go for it, then I guess I'm just stuck
paying. What if they go for it, though?
I mean, I don't know if you should let them pay.
Yeah, because...
I mean, this could start a war. Yeah,
they might feel obligated to like, try to pay.
Yeah, maybe they're just doing it as a kind gesture.
Yeah, they might expect...
But they don't want to pay. Yeah, they don't have any Earth money.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Give them, like...
Yeah, they can't pay. They're aliens.
An alien credit for the galactic... Whatever.
Like, I feel like you could start a war with this. Like, they could go to pay, and then you're like, okay, go ahead and pay.
Here's what you do. you be like, hey, listen, I'm going to get this time. Next time, you pay. And then you wink and give them, like, the shooty fingers.
That's good.
And we'll be like...
And then you're like, this is what we do on Earth. This is a wink. And you can explain, like, your culture a little bit. Like, oh, I'm just joking around. That's an Earth thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Next time, we'll eat on your ship. And then you're going
to
pay.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Next time, you bring me to your version of the Olive Garden. Quaklin Garden or something. I don't know. Yeah. I would, yeah, so back to the would you rather. I'd rather eat with aliens. This sounds exciting.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I would love to be the first contact of aliens at an Olive Garden. I think that would be great.
That's my ultimate dream.
I don't know why they chose the Olive Garden, but you know what? Whatever. It's fine. As long as I get those unlimited breadsticks, I'll be a happy camper. You know?
So, would you rather... die and be a ghost... or live in a world with no juice.
With no juice?
Yeah.
I guess I'd rather live in a world without juice because I'd be alive still.
Yeah. That's probably an easy question. I don't know. It'd be cool to be a ghost.
Because it's cool to be a ghost. What if you could be a ghost, but only when you drank juice?
You're the juice ghost.
That's how it works. You drink some cranberry juice, and then you're a ghost for like 5 minutes, and then you go back to being... a human. The juice ghost.
That would be a really cool superpower.
Next question.
Would you rather be a moron or a monster?
Ooh, that's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard.
My first inclination is a moron, but I don't think that's true. I think I'd rather be a monster than a moron. Are we talking about a monster in, like, the literal sense or in, like, a... you know, metaphorical sense.
I think metaphorical sense, where...
So, like, I'm just a really bad dude.
Yeah, you don't care about others, I think, is what that means.
Yeah, I'd rather be a monster than...
I think I'd rather be a moron. But then I'm only saying that because I have feelings of guilt.
Right now, if you're a monster, you wouldn't feel guilt at all.
Get rid of those.
Exactly. Get rid of those stupid emotions that you don't need.
If I were a moron, I wouldn't care about anything. It'd be great. It'd be...
That's true. It would be nice to be a moron sometimes.
Yeah.
Be a monster. I mean, think about it this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a moron, you don't really care about anything because you're oblivious. If you're a monster, you don't really care about anything because screw everything else.
Yeah, you only care
about everything's about you, you know. That's interesting.
I'd rather be a moron.
I'd rather be a monster. Now we know. Now we know the true nature of each other. Sounds like a perfect like D&D campaign. Morons and monsters.
There's, like, three morons, and one of you is a monster, and the Dungeon Master tells you which one of you is a monster beforehand.
But nobody else knows?
Yeah, it's like Mafia. Yeah. Like, one of you will betray. Sure.
And become a monster.
Yeah.
And then the morons have to fight the monster.
Yeah.
And the morons are all really bad at fighting.
And the monster's really good.
Really good, yeah. They, like, have no agility, like, zero intelligence.
That'd be a fun campaign.
Yeah, I'd play that. All right, what else you got?
All right, do you want to do some Reddit questions? We're running low on time.
I would love to do some Reddit questions.
Okay. People, this was submitted by Lillaby 7 hours ago.
Thank you, Lillaby.
Thanks, Lillaby. I know that you submitted this question just to be on our show. people who violently tug at the door of a clearly occupied public restroom stall, what are you hoping to achieve?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had this happen to you?
Yes, it has.
It happened to me today.
It's like multiple tugs, too. It's like after one, you think that would be enough, right?
I don't know what these people are doing.
So, when it happened to you today, did this person tug it once and leave, or did they, like, tug it a
It was a times? Very forceful tug, then a, oh, sorry. Uh-huh. But, like,
but it was like a real...
They saw my shoes.
It was a forceful tug.
It was a good yank, yeah.
Maybe they're trying to get a look. You
know? I don't think that... I hope that's not what it was.
I mean, why would they pull that hard?
What's their end game there? It like,
I don't
accidentally
know.
Comes open and they're like, whoops, I guess I accidentally like, saw you doing your business.
They're like, oh, sorry, and then they leave, and then they do... Well,
what do they do after that?
Nothing. Next question! Okay. No, I don't know what those people are doing, but they're weird. They don't make sense to me. But, I don't know. I feel like a light tap is enough. You know, you, like, push on the door or pull on it a little.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like,
I
got it. You don't need to be like,
maybe they've really got to go.
I don't see how forcefully tugging makes them go any faster.
Yeah, but they're, like, panicking.
So they're not, like, thinking clearly. Yank the door off the handle. Yeah. Who cares? Throw it out there. It doesn't matter anymore. Have you ever been in one of those bathrooms where there's, like, no door on the stall?
What?
Like, some bars have that. I'm serious. Some bars have this set up, right?
Yeah.
You go in, and there's, like, a urinal. This is, like, a men's room.
And then there's just a toilet in the room.
Yeah, it's just, like, there. And then, like, it's the weirdest thing. Because, like, do you lock the door? There's usually no lock on the door. Maybe there is sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, what the fuck's happening?
Someone will, like, walk in and pee in front of you.
And you'll be, like, sitting on the... Like, that literally happened to me one time. And I was like, this is not good. This is not how I imagined this encounter to go. Like, I did not want this to happen. Just wrong. There's, like, usually, like, a little divider. But it's just a divider. It's not, like...
He's still peeing in front of you. Yeah.
I know. There's just a... It's just a divider. I don't know. I don't like... Why do bars do that? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Next question. We can...
What else do we have?
That was good.
Move on.
If you had a job based on your online handle... This was submitted by Valok 14 hours ago. What would some of the responsibilities of the job be?
Well, my online handle, as you know, is Timeasis. I have no idea what job that would entail. Maybe, like, clockmaker or something?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. Yours would be real weird.
Mine would be a little weird.
What would you do?
I would kill bats and make them into food.
And bake them into food.
Yeah.
Snacks, if you will.
Snacks, if you will.
And who would be your customers?
Probably. I would eat a bat snack.
Would you?
I would try it, yeah.
I would not. See, I thought you were going a different way. So I thought you would make snacks for bats.
Oh, you could do that too.
See, that's much less.
I like that disgusting. Better than killing bats.
You went, like, the dark way. Like, grind them up.
make little candies out of them.
Make them into snacks. Perfect for the whole family or whatever. And, like, Mommy, I'm eating a bat. It's like, yes, you are, sweetie.
Watch out it's for like bones. Those,
it's like those weird, like, insect candies. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Have, like, the bugs inside of them. This would have, like, bat bones in it or something. I don't know.
This was submitted by Ding Geeps 5 hours ago. Ding Geeps.
Okay.
How would you feel if NASA discovered a sign on Mars that read, "Congratulations, humans, level one has been completed"?
Wow. This is a really stupid question. But I get what they're going for.
Yeah.
It's so gamery. I bet this person listens to Nerdcore.
It's awful. He probably does.
Sorry. I'm just angry about
that. How would I feel?
So, like... Oh, go ahead.
I'd feel pretty happy.
You'd be happy?
Yeah.
You'd be like, all right, now the real fun begins.
Oh, I would just be like, you know, okay, someone knows we're there. Mm-hmm. We're not alone in the universe. Like,
we've reached our first milestone or whatever.
There's someone, you know, that knows of our existence.
You think it could be, like, a scavenger hunt? Like, level one, and then they have, like, a box with, like, technology. And they're like, use this to, like, get a head start on level two or whatever. And you're like, ooh, and it's all this, like, cool technology. And you, like, we, like, reverse engineer it to, like, jumpstart the next
to make the Stargate that we use to go to their home world.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's like Contact.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That was a That'd really cool. good That's... movie. Not, I don't, it was way ahead of its time, I think.
Contact?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Contact is really ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Still kind of ahead of its time, really. I think it's
probably one of the best science fiction stories ever written by Carl Sagan.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's I'm not going to say it's down to earth, but it kind of, like, is in a way. It's like
very grounded in fact.
In a good way.
In a very good way. Yeah.
Yeah.
The book is really good, too. Anyway, this is the question we've been waiting for.
I'm so excited.
This was submitted by Semi-Terrestrial 22 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
See, it might be an alien. Olive Garden employees who have had to cut somebody off from unlimited breadsticks and salad. What happened? Mind you, this had 20,000 responses on Reddit.
Well, I'm not an Olive Garden employee, but I'm legitimately curious. What would you do? You've worked in the restaurant industry.
I've worked at a bar where I had to cut someone off, but not like breadsticks.
So, what would you do? Like, when you cut someone off at a bar, what did you do?
You'd just be like, hey, I think you've had enough. Can I call you a cab?
That's exactly what you do with the Olive Garden breadsticks.
You walk up to them. You're just like, listen, I can't bring you any more breadsticks. Do I need to call you an Uber?
I love how you put the Uber in there, too. Because, yeah. Like, they're so full from all the breadsticks they've eaten. They have no motor control anymore.
They're immobilized.
They're full of bread. They're full of starch. They're like, I can't do anything. Yeah. I need an Uber home. I don't know how to handle that. I feel like they would yell at you.
So, you know, I mean, the average Olive Garden employee doesn't care that you're eating that many breadsticks and salad, right? They don't get paid enough to care about that.
But their boss does. That's They're like, true. Oh, this guy's eating too much breadsticks. Gotta cut
if we keep giving this guy breadsticks, we're going to go out of business.
he's going to eat all our breadsticks. So, like, and as an employee, you have to cut him off, but I don't know how to do that nicely. Like, he's going to yell at you and give you a bad tip.
Yeah. He's not going to tip you. He's going to be really angry. He's going to post a review on Yelp that said,
I would say, yeah, unlimited breadsticks, what a lie.
I was there for 6 hours on Sunday.
And I only got 30 bowls of unlimited breadsticks. On my 31st, they were like, no. I would call my manager, because I don't know how I would handle it.
What if you're the manager?
Like, oh, damn. I'd be like, sir.
There's not always an easy out. Sometimes you're the manager.
I'd be like, sir, you've had enough breadsticks for today. And if you want to lodge a complaint to corporate, that's fine. And then leave it at that, I guess.
But what if you're corporate? What do you do?
Oh, man. He calls up corporate?
You have to, like, imagine.
What if he's, like, a shareholder? Okay? This is it. This is it, right? You're the manager. You go over and you're like, sir, we're going to have to cut you off from breadsticks. You've had too many. He's like, I own half of the Olive Garden or something like that.
These are my breadsticks.
Yeah, these are mine. And he, like, calls, like, the board of directors. And he's like, if I don't get another breadstick, I'm going to sell all my shares and for, like, pennies on the dollar.
Ooh.
You know, like, and you, like, he, like, threatens. Like, he deserves those breadsticks. Then what do you do?
I don't know what you do, honestly, because I don't think you can keep giving him breadsticks, because then there won't be enough breadsticks for, you know, your bottom line.
Everyone else. Okay, what about this? You just keep giving him breadsticks until he gets really full.
But no, this is a man that can eat some breadsticks.
This is a hypothetical situation where this man's stomach is a black hole where he can just eat unlimited breadsticks, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're supposed to be free because they fill you up super fast, but no, this man is...
He can really put him down. Yeah, I don't know. There's no solution to this because they've never thought all the way through because they've always assumed at one point you're going to be full.
Do you know what I would say? I would be like, listen, sir, I can't give you any more breadsticks because then we're running low. Can I get you some,
run out.
Some pasta fagool?
Oh, my God. So you offer something else.
Yeah, can I get you or get him something like a dessert because that's the end of the meal.
What then? What if he wants unlimited desserts? Then?
But that's not the deal. That's not part of the.
Well, he could still complain.
Be like, listen, like, can I get you a free slice of pie to end your meal?
To conclude your meal.
Yeah.
And then hopefully he says yes.
What if he asks for more breadsticks after then you're the
done.
Pie?
You're done. Your Olive Garden's just going out of business. Yeah. I guess.
I don't know how you handle that.
There's no good way. It's literally no. There's no solution. What a rocker. What a rocker question. I like he like would call like the shareholders and like demand breadsticks. And then like what do you do? Do you want to play some trivia?
Yes, let's play some trivia.
It's trivia time.
Trivia time.
With Time Aces and Bath Knights.
Do 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 do.
But wow! All right, you have three categories today. That are entertainment, geography, and games. You have a bunch of lifelines. I don't know why I don't have them listed here. Oh, here they are. 5 second Google, 10 second Bing, 30 second Yahoo, 40 second Ask, 50-50 Monty Hall at Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, and Rhyme Time. You have three lifelines you can choose from. Which three would you like?
I'll do 50-50 Monty Hall and 5 second Google.
Sounds perfect. All right, are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Your first question is entertainment. In The Muppet Show, who are the two cantankerous old men who do all the heckling? Do you know these characters?
I know the characters. I don't know their names, though.
Okay. Their names are either A, Niels and Sullivan, B, Statler and Waldorf, C, Preston and Broderick, or D, Sterling and Parker.
I don't know why, but I thought one of their names was Seamus.
Well, it's not okay, Seamus.
It's not Seamus. Can I hear those again?
Yeah. A, Niels and Sullivan. B, Statler and Waldorf. C, Preston and Broderick. Or D, Sterling and Parker.
Well, all of these names have a good ring to them, so
they they'll have a good, like, old rich person name.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be able to narrow it down based on that. I think I'm going to have to 5 second Google this one.
All right. Let me bring out the old Microsoft Windows timer device. Our show is brought to you by the shitty Microsoft Windows timer that takes longer to set up than it is going to time you
and
for.
And sometimes asks you how good it is based on.
And it's already started without me even doing anything. All right, I'm ready.
Okay,
are you ready? 3, 2, 1, Google.
Muppet old men.
Your timer's up. You can use the pager on
It's just incredible how good Google is. Like, it's
Muppet
It
old
never
man.
Ceases to amaze me, like, how it can just take these three words and
Muppet old men and be like, got it.
Yeah, it's Statler and Waldorf, duh. Like,
Statler and Waldorf, is that your final answer?
Answer? Yeah.
That is correct, yes. So you just Googled Muppet old men.
First, it even has a picture of him.
That's great. You know, I think that would be a dangerous thing to, like, if they didn't exist, that would be a bad Google.
Yeah, you might not want to do that if they didn't.
I told you that I Googled Amy Sonic last week, right? I think we talked about that last episode.
How'd that go for you?
It was bad. It was a fun experience.
Google Sonic anything.
No. Sonic and any character, like, no, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Especially image search. If you do it, make sure safe search is on.
You're not safe then. It's not safe.
I mean, you're a little safer, but not much. Are you ready for your next question?
Yeah.
It's geography. How many emirates are there in the United Arab Emirates? Is it A, 1, B, 7, C, 12, or D, 30?
There can't just be one emirate in the United Emirates, or else it would be the United Arab Emirate.
I don't even know what an emirate is.
Neither do I.
I think it's like a state or something. I don't know.
I think it's plural means more than one. So I'm going to Monty Hall and lock in one.
Okay. Lock in one? Ooh, you're clever. The answer is either 1 or 7.
I'm going to say 7, final answer.
Man, that's correct. Man, you really min-maxed that question, all right.
But I've only got 50-50 left for this final
one. That was smart. I shouldn't have used 1. I should have used 2. That would have been perfect. Oh, well, hindsight's 20-20. I was about to say hindsight's 50-50. Get it?
Yeah.
Because you used... Never mind. Okay. The last question is games. Who invented the game of dominoes? You know dominoes. We've all played dominoes before.
Alexander Domino did.
Who invented the game of dominoes? Is it A, John D. Domino?
Oh, no. It really is going to be Alexander Domino.
No, that's the only one. That's the only one that has a domino to save. I just threw that one in there. But wouldn't that be the best question, though?
It was just like...
I'm sad it's not John D. Domino.
Alexander Domino. Philip Domino.
Christopher Domino.
Maybe it was a woman, Bridget Domino.
Bridget Domino. I would have loved if they were named that way, same. But unfortunately, it still could be John D. Domino. You don't know that. So it's A, John D. Domino, B, Hung Ming, C, Friends and Connor Lestrobe, or D, Themistocles.
Wow, you're kind of, these are kind of all over the place.
They are. I took names from every culture.
Yeah. You know, Chinese, Italian, Greek. What else is there?
German, I think. Friends and Connor Lestrobe.
I have no idea. These are all amazing names.
Are you assuming John D. Domino is Italian?
Of course it's Italian.
I guess he's Italian, yeah. John D. Domino.
John D. Domino. I invented the Domino's.
Maybe he started Domino's Pizza.
That's the same guy.
Whoa. Maybe. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's 50-50.
You're just going 50-50? Yeah,
the names are way too good. I'll never.
So now I'm trying to think of... I'm trying to decide how much you believe John D. Domino.
I'm not going
to
tell you.
Is a real person. Because if you do, I might put him in there. But if I don't, then I might throw somebody else in there.
I would throw someone else in there. I know it's not John D. Domino.
Okay, it's either B. Hung Ming or D. Themistocles.
Okay.
It's actually John D.
Domino. Actually John D. Domino. Hung Ming or Themistocles?
Themistocles. Or Themistocles. I might be pronouncing it wrong.
Why would it be... why is it named what? Domino's?
I don't know.
Why isn't it called something Greek?
It really should be John D. Domino, don't you think? Yeah. I agree.
Domino's doesn't sound Asian.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe the game was invented and then someone named it later.
Yeah, John D. Domino came along and was like, I invented this.
This doesn't have a name yet.
John D.
Domino. I don't know why he's Southern. It's John D. I'm John D. Domino and I invented Domino's. So is it B. Hung Ming or D. Themistocles?
I think I would go with B, Hung Ming, because I know Chinese, gosh, I don't know if this is correct to say, but I know that there's another tile game in China called Mahjong.
That's smart, actually, and it's similar to Domino's. It's
similar to Domino's.
Not really, but like it uses similar kinds of...
and I've never seen tiles like that anywhere else in games.
That's a smart observation.
So I'm going to go with that, and that's my reason.
Hung Ming, final answer? Hung Ming is correct. Good job. You did it. I have no idea why it's called Domino's. I didn't read that far.
It's because John D. Domino, I'm telling you, man.
He came along. An Italian-American immigrant who owned a pizza shop.
In China.
And he saw two of his customers playing this game. And he's like, what is this? And they're like, oh, it's Hung Ming's tiles. And he's like, okay. And then he immigrates, and he's like, could I buy that set off you for 50 yen or whatever?
God.
Damn.
It's okay. Keep going. I like this story.
And then he immigrates back to the United States, Italian-American. This is like 1915, let's say. Mm-hmm. Opens his own pizzeria in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
Some old people come in. They're playing cards. They realize they don't have a full 52-card deck. Yeah. They're like, damn it. We don't have a full set. John D. Domino's like, hey, I got this game I invented.
It's called Domino's.
And thus Domino's was born. And that's the Americanized version of how Domino's is.
But originally, it was Hung Ming.
Originally, if you trace it back, it was Hung Ming. Trace it back to the source. Do we have any further questions to bring up before the end of the show? Or comments? Or... whatever, other things to talk about. I don't even remember what's going on now.
Do we want to do a final question before we sign off?
Sure, let's do it. I'm so excited.
If there was an ice cream truck for adults, what song would it play to get everyone's attention?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know the answer.
I have a really good answer. What is it? So this is a very good business idea. It's a you park outside a bar, right?
Okay, yeah.
And you serve alcoholic ice creams. Oh, they've got booze in them. You've got like chocolate ice cream bars and stuff with all the vodka or rum,
with tequila, you know,
whatever they like. And the song you play to get everyone's attention is "Don't Stop Believin'." Because that's like the bad karaoke song at bars.
No, that's what all the people play. Like all drunk people love that song. Like if you polled drunk people, what their favorite song was, like number one song would be "Don't Stop."
Every time you play it, there would be like a group of men and women, and just everybody loves it. They would be singing in front of your ice cream.
No, you're right. And then right before the bar closes, you have like last call for ice cream. And you play closing time.
Perfect.
And then all the people come back and they're like, "Oh, I need to get another ice cream before the ice cream truck goes away."
That's such a good idea.
Those are the only songs.
Is it like
and bad you only play MIDI closing time of both? Maybe like
the ice cream truck.
Like yes, it's like bad MIDI. It's bad, but okay, it's bad MIDI. But the driver sings along. Yeah. So like "Don't Stop Believing," it's like bad MIDI, but then he sings the like vocals. Yeah,
you can pass around the microphone
to the customers
so they can sing.
It's like a moving ice cream karaoke van.
You'd probably get arrested the first night you tried this.
This is like a great business.
This is a very good idea, yeah.
Drunk people love dessert, they love "Don't Stop Believing," and they love karaoke.
Yeah, singing.
And they love food trucks. Like, these are all things drunk people love. And we're just rolling them all into one beautiful
ice cream truck
business idea. Yeah. This is, like, brilliant. Like, this is one of those times where I've had an idea. We've had an idea. You've had an idea. And I'm like, you know, if you did that, you would make money. Because it's true, you would.
Yeah. It's. I think a refrigerator truck is slightly more expensive than a regular truck.
Doesn't matter.
But it's not like it would be hard to make the ice
cream. Buy an old ice cream truck. Yeah. You couldn't do it in every city, but if you did it in a hip city, you'd make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like a lot of money. They'd also have like fried sweet food too, like funnel cakes.
Yeah, I was about to say funnel cakes.
Yeah. Well, see, we're thinking the same thing. You know, it's just food that drunk people really want.
Yeah, it's meant to be like a kid's, like you style it like a kid's ice cream truck, and it's got the bad MIDI music of "Don't Stop." Oh, that's such a cool idea! Damn it,
that's the best
that I'll never do.
That's a great idea. Oh well, if you were an entrepreneur, you would do that, but that's okay. Who's our sponsor today, Betsy?
Our sponsor today is John B. Domino's crushed red pepper and pizza toppings.
When you need a little extra zing in your pizza,
get John B's.
John B. Domino's. John B's.
Old Johnny B.
Johnny B. Domino's. That's been episode 73 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time
Aces. And I'm Bat Snacks.
And remember, when you're... I forgot our thing. What was it?
When you're feeling like a trout. That's not it.
When you're in doubt.
Be a trout. Catch one, even.
And eat it. And put some John B. Domino's seasoning on top. Good night, everyone. John B. All right, good night, everyone. Drive safely.